You're listening to Real World News.
The official negotiations of the 16th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change started on Monday in Cancun, Mexico, amid an atmosphere of uncertainty and concern, both at governmental level and at the level of the civil society, due to the actions of the local government and the most powerful countries in the world. The specter of the COP15 in Copenhagen, which will be remembered for its accord promoted behind closed doors by a group of countries led by the US, is looming over Cancun. Bolivia's UN ambassador, Pablo Solon, didn't waste any time and said at the opening ceremony, "We need to preserve the rule of consensus and ensure that groups don't meet outside the convention never again." He also said, "We must avoid what happened in Copenhagen." At the COP15 on climate change, which took place in Denmark in December 2009, the US met with some countries behind closed doors and agreed the Copenhagen Accord outside the multilateral framework of the UN. The document was then submitted to plenary, but was not included as consensus precisely because the document didn't go through the adequate negotiating process. Anyway, the UN took note of the accord. In 2010, the text was sent to all countries, and tens of them decided to support it. Contrary to the will of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the document does not impose legal emission reductions to industrialized countries and presents insufficient numbers in terms of climate finance, among other things. The same concern is shared by activist Domingo Letón, member of Otros Mundos, Friends of the Earth Mexico. The activist said in a press conference on Monday, organized by the Environmentalist Federation, Friends of the Earth, that his government has said that they will ensure that the anti-democratic experience in Denmark is not repeated in Mexico. "But we are waiting facts," he added. Meanwhile, former Friends of the Earth International's chair, Mina Rahman, member of Friends of the Earth Malaysia and the Third World Network, also highlighted the concerns of the social movements. "All talks must be carried out under the UN, not parallel meetings," she said. In an interview with Real World Radio, the environmentalist said that it has been difficult after the conference in Copenhagen to reestablish trust on the process of the negotiations.
Real World Radio is interviewing Mina Rahman. She is part of Friends of the Earth Malaysia, and she's here in Cancun before the beginning of this new COP on climate change. Mina, welcome.
Very happy to be here.
Mina, you are really, really very well experienced on these COPs, these official negotiations, and these also the activities and demonstrations organized by social movements. Especially you have been chair of Friends of the Earth International, and you still go on working in the Federation. Mina, what should we strengthen to the people outside, to the people all over the world, about the official negotiations? What is the situation right now?
I think it is a very difficult moment at this point in time in the negotiations, because the developed countries, particularly the United States, they have never really engaged in the negotiations by taking responsibility as a very important country which is a major emitter of greenhouse gas emissions in the world. President Obama gave some hope when he came to Copenhagen, but we saw that what happened at the end of Copenhagen was a very weak political agreement which would actually change the legally binding targets for strong action from developed countries. And so that was very disappointing. And now with the new U.S. elections, it has gone even worse, because you have a Republican Congress which doesn't even want to advance on climate change of any kind in the United States. So to expect the United States to play a positive role in Cancun is out of question. As far as the European Union is concerned, it used to be the most important region, like in last year, which was in the forefront of saying that we need strong ambition on climate change. We need at least the EU talked about a 30% emission reductions by 2020 compared to 1990 levels. We know that it's not good enough, but it was the only country in a sense that did indicate that it was willing to do a second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, because Japan and Russia have clearly said they don't want the Kyoto Protocol. But the EU is also a problem, because it is now saying that it is important for the U.S. to come on board because without that they cannot move forward. And it also wants developing countries to do much more. So the EU is not doing what it has to do and what it is supposed to stand for. So the developing countries are really very concerned because we know that the G77 in China, which speaks for the developing countries, has been always saying that it's very, very important ever since Bali, that second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol, aggregate strong aggregate targets for developed countries, which consistent with science and consistent with equity so that the poor do not suffer, is very important. But what we see happening since Copenhagen and now in Cancun is the weakening of the paradigm, strong paradigm, for weak voluntary targets from the pledges, not even targets, pledges. Everybody pledge what they can want to do. And then on top of the pledging, they also have loopholes, meaning they have the markets and the offsets and all the different kinds of methods of cheating. So if you really look at that, the pledges on the table, the developed countries can actually increase their emissions, not decrease their emissions. They can actually increase their emissions by 6% above 1990 level. So this is totally contradictory to what we in civil society and social movements have been asking. So we are the first commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol will expire in 2012. We are now in 2010. We have one more year to negotiate this before, otherwise there will be a gap. There will be no obligation on the developed countries for emission reduction cuts under the Kyoto. It's a legally binding treaty, it's a legally binding agreement, and yet you find very little happening under the Kyoto track. So we are very worried. I think civil society has to be very concerned. Even on the issue of money on the table, the developed countries talk about 30 billion fast start financing under the Copenhagen Accord. But if you really look at what that fast start financing is, a lot of it is actually recycled overseas development assistance. So they take it from your HIV, AIDS, or they take it from other development assistance and put it into the climate and call it climate fund. And I mean, climate money for climate. Actually, it's cheating. And also on top of that, you also find that it's not even grants. It is going as loans to developing countries. And the poor, particularly the poor countries who need this money, unfortunately are being persuaded that this is a good way forward. So we are very concerned. I think the movement in Cancun is very important. From coming from Cochabamba, where the People's Assembly with 30,000 people who really had a strong climate justice agenda, supported by the ALBA countries, which is very important, Bolivia and President Evo Morales playing a very important role. Progressive voice has to be enhanced. We should support.
You're listening to Real World News.